if I can say this right. Mungu akabriki.
Mungu akabriki.
Amen.
Brother Silas and Brother David have already talked about God is love and God is light.
Ndugu Silas na ndugu David wamewahi kutuambia kwamba Mungu ni pendo na Mungu ni nuru.
I also want to talk about God for just a little while.
Na ningependa kuchukua muda mfupi niweze kuzungumzia zaidi kuhusu Mungu.
In the first chapter of the book of Matthew,
unaposoma waraka kitabu cha Mathayo mlango wa kwanza,
we read over there where it says, "Behold, a virgin shall bring forth a child, and shall bring forth a son."
Biblia inataja katika kitabu cha Mathayo mlango wa kwanza kwamba tazama huyu mwanamke atazaa mwana wa kiume.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Na ataitwa jina lake Emmanuel.
Being interpreted,
ambalo linatafsiriwa,
God is with us. God
yes,
with us.
Mungu pamoja nasi.
Sometimes it's hard for us.
Mara nyingine ni vigumu sana.
To think about God being with us.
Kufikiria vile Mungu anavyokaa nasi.
I can't see him with my natural eyes.
Siwezi kumuona au kumtazama kwenye hayo macho yangu ya kawaida.
I can't hear him with my natural ears.
Na siwezi kumsikia kwenye hayo masikio yangu ya kawaida.
But I can tell you in the darkest times.
Lakini naweza kuambia katika nyakati za giza kuu.
I can feel him in my heart.
Naweza kumhisi katika moyoni mwangu.
Earlier this year.
Mwaka ulipokuwa unaanza.
My wife.
Mke wangu.
She had a miscarriage.
Alikuwa ame tumbo likafanyaje, mimba ikafanyaje?
I've never felt more helpless.
Sasa hakuna siku katika maisha yangu ambapo nimewahi kujihisi kama sina nguvu.
I could do nothing for her.
Singeweza kufanya jambo lolote kwake.
I could not take away her pain.
Singeweza kutoa ule maumivu aliyokuwa nayo.
There was nothing I could say.
Hakuna jambo ningeweza kusema.
There was nothing I could do.
Hakuna jambo ningeweza kufanya.
But I can tell you I could love her.
Lakini nawaambia mimi nampenda.
And you know where I found that out?
Na mnajua hayo yote niliyakuta wapi?
God was with me while I waited.
Mungu alikuwa naye alipokuwa akilia.
I found God waiting with me in my heart.
Akasikia moyoni mwake Mungu akilia pamoja naye.
At the hospital that morning.
Kule hospitali ile asubuhi.
God is with us.
Mungu yuko nasi.
God is always with us.
Mungu yuko nasi kila wakati.
Just because we can't see him.
Lakini kwa sababu hatuwezi kumuona.
Just because we can't hear him.
Na sababu hatuwezi kumsikia.
Doesn't mean he's not there.
Haimaanishi kwamba Mungu hayupo.
Proverbs tells us that the hearing ear.
Kitabu cha Mithali kinatuambia kwamba uponyaji uliopo hapa.
And the seeing eye.
Na jicho ambalo linaloona.
Or the spiritual ear and the spiritual
ni jicho la kiroho na sikio la kiroho.
The Lord has made even both.
Na Mungu ameyafanya hayo yote yamekuwa.
So when we get in those hours,
na tunapokuwa katika wakati ule,
we have to look with spiritual eyes.
Lazima tuangalie na macho ya kiroho.
We have to hear with our spiritual ears.
Lazima tusikie na masikio ya kiroho.
In the Great Commission, in the last chapter of the book of Matthew,
unapoangalia kitabu cha Mathayo mlango wa mwisho, Yesu akiwaagiza wanafunzi wake waondoke kwenda kuhubiri.
In one of his last moments with his disciples.
Sasa wakati wake wa mwisho akiwa na wanafunzi wake,
he would say, "Lo, I am with you always."
Alisema kwamba nyinyi nitakuwa nanyi wakati wote.
Even until the end of the world.
Mpaka hata mwisho wa dunia.
God is with us.
Mungu yuko nasi.
The same God that was with Joseph in his day.
Na Mungu yule Mungu aliyekuwa na Yosefu katika nyakati ule.
When his brothers sold him into slavery.
Wakati ndugu zake walimuuza.
But you know what? God was with Joseph.
Lakini kumbuka Yesu alikuwa na Yusufu.
And when he went to Potiphar's house.
Na ndiye Yesu aliyekuwa nasi hapa.
He was made master over Potiphar's house.
Na Yusufu alipouzwa pale yeye alifanywa kama mtumishi.
Even when that wicked wife of Potiphar.
Hata kama yule mke wa Potiphar alikuwa amemdhulumu.
Tried to seduce him.
Na akajaribu kumdhulumu.
He didn't give in. She lied about it. Joseph was cast into prison. God was with Joseph in prison. And you know what happened with Joseph in prison? He interpreted some dreams. He interpreted some dreams for the chief baker and the chief butler. Pharaoh learned about it. He eventually called to Joseph. Joseph to interpret a dream for Pharaoh. He told of the 7 years of great prosperity. And the 7 years of famine. But God was still with Joseph. You know what Pharaoh did? Pharaoh needed a man to be over this issue that was going to happen in Egypt. And he set Joseph over it all.
Wow. Amen.
Now we move on to in David's day. The Lord was with David. When David had to face that lion.
He had
to face the paw of the bear. He said the same God that delivered me from that lion, that delivered me from that bear, will deliver this Philistine, this uncircumcised Philistine, to me. Was God with David? Do we worship that same God today? God is with us. Now we can move on into the book of Daniel. Oh, King Darius wanted to set out a decree. Told Daniel you couldn't pray. Did Daniel care? No. What did Daniel do? He prayed. And you know what? God was with Daniel.
Yeah.
He was with Daniel when Darius said, you know what, I'm going to put you in the lion's den. And God shut the lion's mouth that night. King Darius convicted. Came running to the den. Called out to Daniel. Lo, I am here. God was with Daniel. Oh, if I could just talk about God for a minute today. Now let's go on to the book of John. We've talked about God's light. We know that God is love. In the book of John, we have some I am statements. He says, I am the good shepherd. He's my shepherd. Is he your shepherd? He's also the door of the sheep. In that door, we go in. We can go out. We can find great pasture. In the book of John, he says he's our bread. He's the very bread that we have. Not natural bread. Not the bread that fills my belly. I'm talking about the bread that fills my soul. That morning when I was in the hospital, I didn't want anything to eat. But I needed the Word of God. The Word of God I've hid in my heart. The Word that even in David's day, he said, I delight in it. Do you delight in God's Word? So many places to turn. Since we've already got the light covered, I'll move on to the next one. He would say, I am the resurrection and the life. Every day that we live, we ought to walk in a way that doesn't fear death. Because he's our resurrection. I don't live in this world fearing death. Because of his life, because he lives, because of his resurrection, we will live also. Amen.
Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life. Now, what does that mean for me and you today? What we have to do better about is we've got to figure out a way. If we know God is with us, we have to figure out a way to fellowship more with God. In John 15, it says he's the vine. The warning we have is that Jesus said, for without me ye can do nothing. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel just helpless? Do you just feel like you need Jesus? He is our vine. He tells us to abide in Him. He tells us to dwell with Him. He wants us to talk to Him. He didn't say look with natural eyes. He said to look with spiritual eyes. In Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 5, he would say this. While we look on the things which are seen. I got to restate that. While we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen, oh, they're eternal.
Amen.
I'll tell you, while we sit here today, and I see how different your culture is, I can get caught up in looking at the things which are seen. But I'm looking at the things today that are not seen. I see a spirit here that I don't see many places. Because God is with us here. Amen.
Amen.
I'll leave you with this. In Romans 8 it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? What shall we say to these things? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God. Amen.